You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So we're speaking about all things the church this whole week. Yesterday I tried, I got my elder there and it was quite interesting on some of the things he said. I tried. So finding common ground in a church, especially in areas like dress code, diversity, culture and backgrounds, is crucial for fostering a welcoming and inclusive community. So today we want to discuss the way we can navigate this aspect in a church. And we are joined on the line by Pastor Ronald Chuma. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to say Happy New Year, but I know people are going to kill me.
They're going to ask you which year are you talking about?
This one, I think it's the first time we're speaking, but it's okay. I won't say it. I hope you're well. This year is treating you nice.
It's fine. Yeah, it's treating us well.
Yeah. No, I'm happy that about that, Muruti. Before we start, Muruti, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment you have given us to have a chat over your word. We ask that you give us guidance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things, common ground, finding common ground in a church. And yesterday we established what a church is, the issue of the building and the issue of a body the people coming together, with one belief. We've established all of that. But now in terms of finding common ground, it's quite interesting, So how can now a church, Muruti, actively promote diversity within its congregation? Because we are different.
Yeah, we are very different and we have different beliefs. Mm. So the first thing really is to respect each other. Mm-hmm. So before we get out to talking about diversity of anything else, we need to appreciate that the church must be in a position where the members respect each other. They understand also that they are different. Mm. They understand also that they come from different places. And not belittle each other, not look down on the fact that I come from one place, which might be in our minds better than the other one. Mm. So we need to appreciate the fact that we come from different places. Mm-hmm. And we are also obviously going to have different abilities, different rules and the like. Mm-hmm. So the first thing really is for us to be able to respect each other and know that we come from different places. Mm-hmm. Then we can promote the idea of diversity, or rather unity in diversity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when it comes to finding this common ground, Muruti, this one, Shem, I really prayed my prayers. I know we're not gonna dwell on it too much, but how is the issue of dress code communicated in a church community, taking into cognizance, Muruti, that we are different? When I'm Umuzwana, now I'm Shangan. Well, Muruti is Zulu. People think I'm Zulu and whatnot. And our dress code styles, influenced by our respective cultures, they are different, right? But now here we are in this church. We are trying to find a common ground. So how do we communicate that? Even though I would know, as Zuzanele, that in the Setswana culture, for example, this is not acceptable. In Muruti's culture, it's not acceptable, but this is how we are going as a united people.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that one, because when you are in Botswana, the respect in the context of dress is different from when you are in China.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from when you are in Australia. You know, people in Australia, when they go to church, they go with their short pants and their T-shirts. They can even preach like that.
Mm.
But in the other Western countries, originally, some years back, respect was earned by wearing a suit and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to Africa, you discover that in Botswana, yes, maybe there are certain places whereby a suit and a tie is considered the best form of dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another country, if you are not wearing a tie, you can actually not be regarded as dressed well. I remember there was a time when I was asked to preach in some church, and then I got there, I was wearing my suit, but I wasn't putting on my tie. Then the elders told me that, no, you can't preach like this. I'm like, oh, okay, why? It's like, because you're not wearing a tie. I'm like, okay, tie. Like, yeah. So we had a discussion over the tie issue there, and then and we realized, you know what? Then I didn't realize that we have a problem. We have a problem in the context that, like I said initially, before we even get to dress and like, let's respect each other. If you are Zanele and you are Shangan, and I'm Motswana, I need to respect you and your culture to even understand you. You know, if you come in your Shangan dress, I need to appreciate and look at the fact that you are dressed to kill, if I were to put it that way.
Yes.
That is your best. That's your best form of dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come in my Tswana culture dress also, you also need to accept that I'm not disrespecting anyone. I'm not there to disrespect anyone. I'm simply there to give my best to God and give it my best. And then we go further. You go further and you find that in some certain places for you to be able to preach, you need to be wearing a jacket. And then there's this young man who does not even have a jacket at home, you know. When you're talking about jacket, you're even going too far. Maybe he doesn't even have food for lunch or for supper. You know what I mean? So you are talking about jacket. So, but if you respect him, if you have built a community of people who understand each other, you will know why he's coming with that torn shirt to go and preach. You will know why he's coming with that torn trouser to come and preach. And you will respect him. You will respect his being that, you know what, even though he is in a situation whereby he doesn't look like what I would call a perfect person, he has given his best.
Yes.
Then we get to a point, to an issue of approach. I remember when some years back, I was vegetarian and I was, you know what, I was vegetarian and I was not apologetic about that. So if I would,
what about when now? I find,
let's not talk about now. We are doing
okay, you may continue.
We are talking about some time back. Why are you talking about now?
No, it's okay, Murut. Yeah, some time back when you're vegetarian, yes.
Yeah. Now, I was a vegetarian. I had stopped eating meat in a youth. I was young, in a youth camp. This preacher was preaching so passionately about anti-meat and the like. He was so angry about anyone who eats meat, how the person is not going to heaven, and you know, animal products and that. And I stopped meat just like that in a youth camp.
Yeah.
That same youth camp, they were providing cornflakes for breakfast with milk. I stopped taking meat. So I was, it's Ghana. So I was taking. So you see the background of how I stopped the meat.
Yes.
So it angered me if I saw anyone eating meat. You know, it angered me for many reasons. One, maybe because I thought this person doesn't love God enough because they're not interested in going to heaven. You know, it angered me. No, I knew how nice meat was before I stopped it. So I knew how much they were enjoying. So even as I talked to the person about they are eating meat and they're like, it will not come from a heart of love. It will come from an angry heart. So my approach then was very, very unprofessional. It was very angry.
Yes.
And you know, a human being by nature is defensive.
Okay.
When you attack a human being, they find their way out of that situation. And they attack them. Or if you say stop eating meat, they will eat more meat. When you say stop dressing like this, they will dress like that even more. Because they are defensive. So you need to have love for each other. Love as a community. Yesterday we spoke about church as a building, about church also as a community of believers.
Yes.
So now that community of believers must love each other.
Yes.
Must respect each other. Must care for each other.
When you are
not dressed well, if there is anything called dressing well, when you're not dressed well, my approach to you should be an approach of love.
Yes.
I love you so much that I want you to dress in a better way. And then because you know that I love you, you are going to be able to express yourself and tell, you know what, in my culture, this is the best kind of dress. Mm. Or, you know what, I would have loved to dress better than this, but I don't have.
Yes.
It was a choice between me missing church and dressing the way I am dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people that Jesus died for us.
Yes.
We don't have to die again.
Hey.
We don't have to die again for each other. Christianity should not be a battleground between us as believers. It should be a place of love, care, joy, and happiness.
Mm.
We have already secluded ourselves from the world.
Yes.
We are saying we want to be part of a community of believers.
Yes.
So already we are in the minority.
Mm.
We can't then fight each other in that minority.
Yes. Yes.
Let's work together and let's improve each other's characters. Let's improve each other's everything. Then that way we can find common ground. Because for us to find common ground, we need to find the ground first.
Mm.
Then we can find common ground. Couples, maybe a good example. Ms. Anele is very quiet. The husband. Ms. Anele is very quiet. The husband talks a lot. I mean, in the opposite way.
Yeah.
So. When you are there, you need to appreciate the fact that this person is talking so much.
Yes.
I need to listen, but I also need to respond.
Yes.
So there is a way. So you talk a lot, but there is a place where you need to stop talking and listen to your partner.
Yes.
And then the partner doesn't talk. They are very quiet, but they also need to know that for us to make progress in our relationship, in our marriage, with our kids and the like, I also need to talk.
Mm.
That is when you are finding common ground.
Mm, mm,
now, for us, we need to first of all understand, because I'm trying to get to the talk of the issue of dress,
mm-hmm.
that there is no good or bad kind of dressing.
Yes.
There is no good or bad. We can simply try to align to our culture. But again, we cannot be talking culture in the context of Christianity.
Yes.
So we need to find a way of we need to find a way of dressing the same, appreciating the fact that we're dressing the same. One young lady will come with earrings on, and we need to just look at those earrings and love her enough to know that she's at the right place, even with those earrings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with time, when we have built a relationship with her, when we know the words she loves talking about and what she doesn't like, then we can talk about earrings when we have built a relationship.
Mm, I see. Muruti, you spoke about love, right? In everything that we do, we must do it with love, you know. So is this part of the guidelines that we have in terms of respectful engagement with cultural differences within the church? Because you are very right, you know, there are those that... when you greet an elder, for example, someone, not an elder as in the ordained one, but a person who's older than you, you know, if you're going to shake your hands, in some cultures, you don't just like that, you know, you have to hold it here by your wrist or by your thing to show that kind of respect. While with some other people, Bona, they hate her, sure, it's okay, you know, for them. You know, for others, they would even bend the knee a little bit, you know, just to lower themselves, which is a cultural difference that we all have. We have those differences within our cultures. So how then now do we address or have that engagement in terms of our cultural differences in the church so we can have a common ground so that if I greet Muruti and I don't bend my knee, he doesn't find it offensive, Khorika Mutella, because I'm not used to that, you know. So how do we now address such things, and do we have guidelines?
The first thing really is to love each other, like we said earlier.
Mm.
We need to love each other. Number two, it's communication. Mm. You know, we need to communicate. Now, communication is a situation whereby there is someone who starts the process of communication, there's someone who receives the process and give feedback. So communication is an all-round program. I start talking to you, you respond and give me feedback, then the communication process is complete. You know, without communication, without loving each other, without also spending time to study each other.
Mm-hmm.
to study each other and the different cultures. I was in a situation like that, if I can say that, because okay. I'm from the northern side of the country.
Yes.
And I grew up there.
Mm.
We have a completely different way of respecting people compared to the southern side of the country.
Okay.
All the things you're talking about, when you shake someone's hands, you have to bend, you have to kneel down. When you're giving an elder a cup of water, you have to kneel down. When you find an elderly person, the younger one is the one who greets the elderly person first,
yes.
You know. And, you know, those cultural differences. And then when I came to the South, I discovered that, no. The one who, when I find, so when you I find you in the North, I find you, you are younger in your own house. You are younger than me. I just get into your house and keep quiet. You greet me because you are younger than me.
Okay.
And then this side, the one who comes is the one who greets.
Okay.
Doesn't matter whether you're young or old.
Yeah.
So if you don't spend time to study each other's cultural backgrounds,
becomes a challenge.
You will have a problem because you get into my house and keep quiet, and I also keep quiet.
Yeah.
You think I'm disrespectful, and at the same time, I'm also thinking you're disrespectful.
Yes.
So when I love you, I'm going to try and understand you.
Mm.
So I'll take my time to understand you, to read your motives.
Mm.
It's difficult, yes, but I'll take my time to build that. Now, the challenge with a community of believers is that we don't have those guidelines written anywhere.
Yes. Yes.
There are no, like the guidelines you are looking for, they are not there. They don't exist.
Mm.
You get it?
Mm.
So we do as things move.
Mm.
We do as things move. So we have a lot of issues in our churches. We have a lot of issues. The elderly people, the older ones would want the younger people to be in church at a given time. The younger ones are saying, why should we be in church? Is church not voluntary?
Mm.
They will come to church and want to sit down outside and chat with their friends. Meanwhile, the Bible study is inside the church. And even ordained elders, and they're like, come to church. They're like, no, we are not coming to church. So if you don't have that time, patience, and love for each other, care for each other, and appreciate, and even appreciate the fact that you don't know it all yourself.
Mm.
You don't know it all yourself. You might be a pastor, you might be an elder, you might be a deacon, you might be whatever, but you don't know it all.
Yeah.
There is a God. There is a God somewhere who knows it all. Maybe what we believe in is actually wrong, that you should dress this way or dress that way. Maybe it's actually wrong, but we've been doing it for the past 30 years and we think that is the correct way.
Yes.
You know. So as I come in, you need to know where I'm coming from. Have a chat with me. Understand me. Know me better. Then you can have a discussion with me. You know, Jesus had a better, was I would say Jesus was had an advantage because he could read our hearts.
Yes, he knew us. And like now.
When we are there, he would say your faith. He would see your faith. He would see your motive. He would see all those dynamics. We don't have that advantage.
Mm, mm,
mm. We need to spend time to try and understand each other. But at the end of the day, we must find common ground.
Yes, yes. Yes. So in all of it being said, Muruti, in all of it being said, can the church truly find common ground amongst these differences? Like, we differ in terms of cultures, tribes, food, dress, you know, the issue of respect that you're speaking about, the issue of if we just leave all of those ones, how we process things, you know, how we prefer to be taught. Like, there's just a lot of differences. Even me and you are different, like in 100 ways that I could, you know, explain right now. But can the church really find common ground, or we just need to look to the Bible and we say, Jesus, all right, we see you, you did it, so we can also did it?
Maybe the question is, should the church find common ground?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that should be our question. Should we have the common ground? Can't we live in diversity? Can't we just worship Jesus diverse as we are?
Mm.
Can't we worship Jesus dressed differently as we might be? Can't we worship Jesus with this different ways of respect that we are giving to each other?
Mm.
You see?
Our brothers keep us.
Yes, we are our brother's keepers. Now, yeah. When you're talking about brother's keepers, are we saying you and your brother are going to be the same? You know, children from the same house don't behave the same way. But they respect each other the same way. I think the important thing here is that you need to appreciate that I am Zanele, I am Ronald, I am Teboho, I am this person. I love Zanele, I love Teboho. We love each other. As a circle, as a community of believers, one thing we don't have a question about is the fact that we love each other. You know, the Bible says God is love.
Yes.
So if we love God, and then there are two paramount commandments, love God and love your fellow man. So if we follow those two commandments, it means whatever happens, whatever I do, whatever you do, I know it is coming from a heart of love. And since it's coming from a heart of love, it's a perfect offering to myself. It is a perfect offering to God. So I accept it as it comes. And it might not be the way I'd show love. It might not be the way you'd show love, but it is the way you are showing love to me.
Yes.
In an ideal world, in a perfect environment, I should be loved the way I receive love. But because we are a community, we are not just two, three people. We are a big number. We need to appreciate that we are going to be shown love the way the person who's showing the love is showing it. And I should take my time to now look at that person and appreciate and love them back the way I love them back myself. When a deacon comes and says, please get into church, they're doing that from a heart of love. Love in the sense that they want me to be saved.
Yes.
When I'm sitting outside and I'm not in church, I'm also doing that from a heart of love. I'm with my friends and my fellow age mates. We are building that community of believers also.
Yes.
So we are all in the spirit of love. It's a give and take. So let's spend time. Let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Ask me, why are you sitting outside? Don't attack. The problem with us is that we attack each other. We need to be better than attacking each other. But yes, it is obviously true that when we are in a church, I'll come with my Ndebele hymn book. Another one will come with their Setswana hymn book. Another one will be singing their English hymn book. Another one will come with their Shangaan hymn book. And we all sing. And the music is beautiful, even with those different languages. So our diversity is also beautiful in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
He loves us the way, different as we are. He loves us. Different as we are. He loves us with that different music. He loves us with those different. I don't know how to preach. You know how to preach. I don't know how to sing. You know how to sing. But God just loves us all like that. But the one thing that combines all of us is love for God and for each other.
We have a comment that came through saying that Mfundisi just said John 13 verses 35, amen. And to our listeners, if you don't know what it says, I have it open. I had to go and open it. Some of us are not gifted in that memorizing, you know, very well. It says here, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So that is what Mfundisi has been saying there in terms of finding common ground. If we love each other and we have that respect, it's possible for us to flourish in our diversity or in our unknown common ground, you know, that we have reached. Because sometimes we do reach common ground without knowing that, we've reached common ground. We still think we are diverse, can't you know we are not. So as we close it for today, what would you say for someone who's saying, yeah, I hear you, but I still don't get, you know, this whole issue of finding common ground or the diversity there of this us at church. I want to come at church being me and me. There's no this thing of when you are in a community, behave like a community. Me, I want to come the way I am.
I want to come the way you are. You know, we are a community of believers. Mm-hmm. We are a culture on our own. Mm-hmm. The culture, the head of the culture is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus says to us, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we are keeping his commandments. And then Jesus has guidelines. You know, the commandments are a guideline of how to live. The Bible is a guide of how to live and how to do things. So the paramount thing really is that as all of us as believers, Jesus is our center. And If Jesus is in the middle of the center, it means wherever we are walking from towards Jesus, we get closer to each other.
Mm.
We get closer to each other. And then as we get closer to each other, we are bound by the love we have for Christ, by the love we have for each other, to follow the characteristics. And then our characteristics will end up being the same. I love what you just said, what the comment just says, to say that we might be diverse. Mm. We look, see each other diverse. We don't realize that we are actually getting to a common ground.
Mm.
There's no way we cannot get there because our center is one. Our center is Jesus. And he's calling us from every place to come closer to him. And then as we get close to him, we will see how diverse we are. We will see how unworthy we are to get close to him. We will pray more. And as we pray more, he will give us more and more grace to love each other and to get closer to each other. And as we get closer to each other, we are getting what we would call common ground.
Murud, thank you. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray that Aisham, we find that common ground, or people struggling with, you know, understanding and those common grounds, they pray about it and find the necessary help that they would need. Surely the Holy Spirit will help them. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray?
Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come before your throne of grace to thank you for being our God and our Father. Thank you for loving us. We thank you for your care. We pray, dear Father, as Christians who don't know how to pray, as Christians who don't know how to live, as Christians who don't know how to act, we plead for your mercy, O Heavenly Father, to teach us how to become proper Christians. Guide us, lead us to the common ground that we so need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Murut, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed.